You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
At this time next week, we will be knee-deep in a training camp, but for now, it's one last weekend to relax and recharge. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me for the last pre-training camp mailbag. And let's get started with a question from Jordan Brantley, who asks, what camp battle are you most excited to watch? Well, the answer is obvious, but it's quarterback. You know, how often do you have a chance to see a real wide-open quarterback competition during training camp? If you're having this kind of competition next year or the year after, it's probably an unhealthy thing. But for this year, when you have a rookie quarterback like Paxton Lynch and a guy who's never thrown an NFL pass in the regular season like Trevor Siemian, and then Mark Sanchez trying to get back to where he was earlier in his career, this is what you have. It's a little bit of a transition period. Obviously, you want Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian to eventually take the job. Those young guys, you figure one of them is going to emerge and be the quarterback. But for now, it'll be fascinating to see this three-way competition. I think it's going to be wide open, as Gary Kubiak has said. They start training camp with Sanchez and Siemian a bit ahead of Lynch. We'll see how that plays out. But it's going to be fascinating. I can tell you that you're going to find a lot, both from our site and other stations and all that, talking about quarterbacks over the next few weeks. It's going to be the hot-button issue. And from our perspective, it's really fun to cover. So definitely quarterback. Our second question this week is about Jordan Taylor. It's from Felix Bogelein, checking in from Germany. He says, how did Sunshine do during OTAs, and how high are his chances to make the 53-man roster? I thought he played well during OTAs, really picked up where he left off last year when he was making a lot of spectacular catches, particularly on deep routes during training camp. Didn't really get many reps in the preseason, but the Broncos were able to get him through the practice squad and get him a year in practice to get acclimated and take the next steps. What's been interesting is how he's clearly in that group with guys that are returning that contributed last year. Cody Latimer, Benny Fowler, Jordan Norwood. Those four guys are going to be the ones right behind Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. There may not be room for all of them, and that's where Jordan Taylor's chances can be gauged. I think he has a pretty good chance to make the roster, but at the same time, one thing working against him is he's not as involved on special teams as those other three backup receivers are. So he's going to have to get more involved in special teams, make some spectacular plays, and basically make himself indispensable. Don't forget also, you've got guys like Braylon Addison, Khalif Raymond, Mose Frazier, those undrafted rookies. They're in the mix on returns. If one of them ends up as the primary returner, that's going to take a spot from one of those receivers. So while I like Jordan Taylor, chances, at the same time, nothing is certain. He's going to have a very tough competition to make the 53. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which will be the first of training camp, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.